First question of business, who's got a perfect bracket so far? Nobody out of South Carolina. Okay. This meeting is reconvening. As you probably are aware, we had an executive session, did the Pledge of Allegiance a little bit earlier. But before we get going, we have a very, very important guest speaker and announcement. Sir, from our fire marshal.
Differently. Tonight, if you go to leave this building, this room, you're going to leave this hall, this aisleway. In the front here, you will not be able to get out this aisleway, so move this way out here. In the back, if you can get out that back aisle, go out there. Both doors directly out of the building, down the steps. So just calm fashion, but if anything happens, please move out quickly and make sure you protect everybody else, okay? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
A couple other preliminary announcements. First of all, Ms. Mack will not be with us tonight. She is well, but she is out of state and unable to attend. And lastly, space. Obviously, we've had our last several meetings in the high school auditorium. Both that and the middle school auditorium were booked. This is the biggest space that we had at our disposal, so thank you all for your cooperation. Much appreciated. And we will move on with the agenda number 3, executive session for the consideration of the, community communications here. Agenda items?
Yes,
agenda.
We have one additional agenda item that will be letter B under other board business. It is an agreement between Finding Leaders and Director of Rush Heights City Schools.
Great. And we'll also add an executive session at the end of the evening to this agenda. Yes, we are. Community communications, hearing of the public. Persons wishing to address the Board of Education may do so at this point. No formal action will be taken on subjects that are not included on this agenda until the board has had an opportunity to study them. Comments regarding personnel must be submitted in writing to the Office of the Superintendent. In order for the board to complete the planned agenda in an effective and efficient manner and to provide sufficient opportunities for members of the public to be heard, hearing of the public shall be limited to a maximum of 30 minutes, during which each speaker shall be limited to a maximum of 3. Mr. Burdine, could I impose upon you to just raise a hand as people are approaching that 3 minute? And for the purpose of consideration for other people who wish to speak, I just request that you try to watch for Mr. Burdine's signal. If anybody wishes to be heard, please step forward to the podium. Name and address, please.
My name's Matt Auble, 7668 Winding Way, Brecksville. Now, I know that Mr. Burdine is going to be with us until the end of August, but I would be remiss if I didn't take time right now to thank him for his years of service to the Brecksville-Broadview Heights City School District. You have always been a voice, a calm voice of reason, and when he speaks, we know you're shooting straight. It doesn't matter whether you're telling Bonnie about changes in our district funding, or you're telling the board that we're going to run out of money, we need a levy on the ballot immediately. Whenever you speak, we always trust that what you say is the truth, and you always have our district's best interests in mind. So I just want to say thank you, Mr. Burdine. Thank you. Now, having been inspired by March Madness and Hoosiers, I'm going to quote Jimmy Chitwood here. He said in front of the entire town, "I don't know if it'll make any change, but I figure it's time for us to start playing ball." I encourage our school board to follow the lead of these words and do the same. You've been talking for way over a year now. It's time we settle this thing and get on with passing the levy in May. The faculty is committed to helping this levy pass. We are doing our part by volunteering hundreds of hours towards a literature drop, phone calls, and standing at the polls on May 2nd. Now, many of you are currently in business, and I'm just curious, as a rhetorical question, What are hundreds and hundreds of hours worth to you and your businesses? Now, the levy should be our main focus right now, so please settle this deal so we can work together to pass the levy in May. I fear waiting until the end of April will be way too late. Thank you for your time.
My name is Erica McCrodden. I live at 3517 Antony Drive. I graduated from Brecksville Broadview Heights in 1997. I have a second grader at Hilton Elementary School, and I will have a five-year-old who will attend kindergarten in the fall. I would like to share with you a conversation that I had with someone who has absolutely no physical or emotional connection to our school district. Dr. Jamie Lynn has been working in the public schools in Northwest Ohio for over 15 years. She teaches classes at a local university, has her PhD in public administration, and was part of the Department of Education committee that implemented the Common Core State Standards, helped facilitate the teacher-principal evaluation system also. Needless to say, she is well-versed in public education. When I told her about the issues our district was having with the Board of Education, she was shocked that a board would play Russian roulette with our school district. Brecksville Broadview Heights is known as one of the top schools in the state. She described us as one of the districts to beat when it came to test scores. She also said that everyone wants to know our secret. How do we score so high on the district report card and do so consistently? She went on to say that there's really nothing special about our cities that make us unique. Our communities are very similar to so many other cities in the state of Ohio. Demographically, economically, politically, there are so many cities just like us. Even our curriculum is nothing unique. McGraw-Hill, Houghton Mifflin test books, nothing out of the ordinary. Dr. Lynn then said that the secret to our school district's excellent reputation are our teachers. Our teachers are what make our classrooms, our schools, and our cities unique and better than so many other districts in this state. Brecksville Broadview Heights teachers are the best at what they do, and they have proved it year after year. Dr. Lynn ended our conversation with this: your Board of Education is going to destroy your school district. The community will not notice right away, and the board will probably even be praised as heroes. But in 5 years, 10 years, when Brecksville Broadview Heights is hiring mediocre teachers, and the teacher employment becomes a revolving door, your district is going to become mediocre as well. Our teachers are doing their job. How about you? I look at the people in front of me and I see a Board of Education that has failed our communities. Our district is in a negotiation crisis and a financial crisis because of you. You are the ones failing at your job. When will you take responsibility for the road that you have led this school district down? Stop blaming the teachers for the mess that you alone have created. For over 6 years, these teachers have done their part. They have proven that they are committed to our children. Please, don't jeopardize my children's education and the reputation of my community because of your anti-teacher, anti-union agenda.
Lincolnshire Court, Broadview Heights, and I'm a teacher at Hilton. In July, I stood at a similar podium and invited all of you into my classroom, and I spoke for everyone, into everyone's classroom. I know times are challenging to schedule, but no one took me up on that, and I don't believe anybody else, except for Ms. Magyar, and the kids love seeing you. By the way, you're a lot of fun. But I just need to say, it being the end of March and now the beginning of April, and we're heading into summer, had you come into any of our classrooms for any 1 hour of your choosing, a few things would have happened. First, you would have seen what the people that you employ, your employees, what we do. The gentleman on the board can't possibly say they can speak to the teaching profession when they haven't been in it or really witnessed it. This is emotional, so I'm sorry. Most importantly, you would have come away from that hour having lived through truly exceptional teaching. Teaching that doesn't just happen, it's practiced and fine-tuned and critiqued and reflected upon year after year. What you're asking future teachers to accept as salary is insulting. It's insulting to me, it should be insulting to every person who's ever had a teacher. To devalue what we do, especially without stepping one foot into a classroom while teaching is happening, is offensive and disheartening. As a parent in this district, I'm disgusted to think that my son's educational success lies in the hands of people who do not care about him. They don't care to give him an opportunity to be taught by the most experienced, passionate, and loving teachers available. It's devastating to think that the caliber of teaching I witness daily and expect for my child is at risk. We all came into education out of a fundamental love for children. That's our motivation. But what's yours? If it isn't my child, then you shouldn't be sitting where you are. I'm asking you to do your job. Create an environment of respect, and we will not disappoint. We never have. Just today, I talked to my first graders about the power they hold. Our motto in room 11 is make someone's day better. And it's inspiring to see how they find small ways to do that each day. The six-year-olds in my life know the impact a kind word or a look of interest in someone else can have. How does our Board of Education not see that? Show us respect, offer what is right, and I promise we will continue to maintain and further build the prestigious Rexville-Broadview Heights brand.
My name is Sarah Beebe, and I reside at 9951 Spearhead Drive. I am speaking today to voice my support for the teachers in the Brecksville-Broadview Heights City School District. My children attend Highland Drive, where they have been blessed to have many caring and talented teachers support them academically, emotionally, and socially. I have been fortunate to not only have my children attend BBH, but was also fortunate to work in our district for over 12 years, giving me the unique perspective of both parent and educator. So I can say without a doubt that we have some of the hardest working, dedicated, professional educators working in our district. They continue to choose to come to work without a contract being settled and endure blow after blow from this board. I know firsthand what this does to someone and how hard it is to walk out of yet another disappointing meeting before the school day even begins and put on a smiling face for our children. My girls have no idea what their teachers are going through. They love their teachers and they love school. And I know this is because of the wonderful educators our district employs. I implore you, the board, to please stop playing these games and start negotiating with our teachers. Tony Robbins said it best, where focus goes, energy flows. You, as a board, continue to focus on smearing the reputations of our teachers. By doing so, you take the focus away from the importance of our upcoming May 2nd levy. People are confused and unsure of what to support and why. Our district has gone over 13 years without any new money, and the state continues to deplete our district's funding. But because you continue to focus on making the teachers the scapegoats and the enemy of the taxpayers, we're not focusing on taking our district to the next level and avoiding major financial hardship. We're focused on a he said, she said scenario. Please begin to focus on the education of the children in our district, moving our district forward in a positive way, and give our teachers a fair contract. We're not only a successful district because of our administration and our boss employees, we're a successful district made up of administration, boss, and BEA. And everyone deserves to be recognized for all they do for our children, our schools, and our community. Thank you.
My name is Paul Kelly. I live at 10837 Partridge Trail. I have two crazy little monsters that attend Chippewa, and they're in Mrs. Nolan and Mrs. Cochran's class, so thank you. I'd like to thank Mr. Burdine for getting back to me. I want to say within a day when I asked you about the public records request. That was awesome. I have to thank you because you've given me an opportunity to educate our residents. Because we take education for granted. And the people who trusted you, now listen to me. This idea that you blame teachers, that they're money hungry and they just want the greatest salary, it's awesome because I got to compare my salary with the teacher at the high school who's been here, been teaching 15 years longer than I am, and I make $13,000 more than she does. And she has 30 credit hours more than I do above a master's. I'd like to thank you for getting our neighbors to listen as they watch and they look closer at pay to play and they look closer at events like this. This is the school board meeting. How is not, is it like the beginning of the year? You sit down with your calendar, go, we have every first Monday of the month in this building, period. This is ridiculous. This is, if this is the planning you display as you run the district, no wonder the state is knocking at the door. People complain that the teachers just want money. They have no choice. You know, every year, every 5 years, your certificate expires. You have to go to school. You have to pay to go to school. You have to pay for that quality teacher. To then flip it and say, oh, that's not going to happen in Brecksville. Not only are you hurting them, you're hurting all the children here. Because I said it last time, we will become a minor league system that will be pirated, and that's already begun, and you know it has. Our good teachers, our good young teachers are fleeing, and we will be stuck with the cast-offs who have no clue how to teach, who leave education after a year or two-year experience. That's unacceptable for Brecksville. Lastly, I got the 3x5 card about the levy. The first point is fiscal responsibility. I listened last night as a friend who is pretty high up at Smucker's, and she talked about the bottom line. There's also the top line. You have to plan for the future. You have to invest. You haven't done that at all. You've invested the seeds of hate and distrust against them. I called before for them to go on strike. I had an epiphany last night. They can't go on strike because you want them to. Because if they go on strike, they're the villains. And they're not. I see it every day when I walk into Chippewa to get my boys. I see it in their classrooms. I see it in their energy. I see it as I watch a teacher grading papers now. That fiscal responsibility is twofold. And you've missed on both opportunities. I'll thank you for waking this community up, because you're going to give somebody like me the opportunity to run for school board.
Priest. I reside at 3418 Elmbrook Drive in Broadview Heights. A quick background on myself. I have four students in the district right now. I've been in every building in this district except Chippewa. I hear good things. I just haven't been there. I have currently an 11th grader, a 10th grader, an 8th grader, and a 4th grader. I have three boys that will be entering high school next year. They all play soccer. Talk about significant that pay-to-play fees having significant impact on families like ours. My children have been involved in both the academic advanced and gifted classes, as well as being active in sports, extracurricular activities such as band and volunteer organizations. I have been involved as a room parent, a PSO vice president two times. I do a variety of different volunteers. I've been a tutor for some of the students in the district. I've worked in the district as a substitute aide. I've worked in the district as a substitute educational aide. I've worked as a computer lab teacher at Central. This year, I've devoted this year to substitute teaching. and through mainly fourth, fifth grade, and the special education classes at Central School, because my daughter's there and I don't have to pay childcare, so it works out well. But I'm also beginning the process to reactivate my teaching license to re-enter the field after having four children, and it didn't work while I was raising them. I state all of this for everyone to understand that I have spent years working with and alongside the faculty and staff of the school district. I have seen the ins and outs of the passion and compassion that your staff shows for their students that are placed in their care. I have seen teachers giving up lunches daily to come along students for extra help when they are struggling, or just having lunch with them because they're needing some social help. And when teachers have lunch with kids, other kids think it's cool still. And they're not getting their lunches. They're not getting their free time. They're not getting their release time for all of this. I've personally had teachers call me on a Friday night because they were concerned about something they had noticed that week with my child. That's commitment and caring. I've seen teachers collaborating and continually working with each other to come up with better ways to help each and every student that they deal with. That is all before they spend every night grading papers and developing lessons, and honestly watching how some of these lessons year after year, because I've seen multiple of my children go year and some of them followed the same teachers for 3 years, they don't teach it the same way. It got better every year. So I know that they were working at changing it. Yes, I see extreme value in the teachers and staff in our buildings in Brecksville, Broadview Heights. I will also say I'm a big levy supporter. I will never vote it down. The state has been and will probably keep reducing funds, and we as a community need to pass that levy in order for our schools to run and support our kids and the value of our properties in our area. My fear is that this divide between the board not being able to reach an agreement and truly negotiate with the teachers, the outside community will not get behind the levy. Negotiations is by definition a give and take on both sides. And from the public information that has been released, it is very evident that the teachers have given a lot, but it seems to be very one-sided. On that note, on the note of the teachers not wanting to accept the new pay scale and have not, people have shown that will put our district behind many of our peer schools, I have a real-life example of what I expect to happen if that goes into effect. As a substitute through the company that provides for our district, I get paid $80 a day. And I give my all when I'm there. But this is the lowest pay in our entire area for substitute teaching. $90 is probably the norm, and you can say that we can get to 90, but if you know how many consecutive days you have to teach and it gets reset every year, really it's $80 a day. Some districts go up to 120. I sub for Brecksville Broadview Heights and do my best to support the teachers and students in the building I work because I truly care about the district and the children. There are a few other substitutes with the same philosophy. They're wonderfully retired teachers that come back, but I want to share the quote from the substitutes I work with in the district that don't have a love of our district. A quote was, I've heard this from a lot of people, and this is now where I am. I only sub in Brecksville Broadview Heights when it's my last option because I can earn more at almost every other school. For this reason, many of the quality substitutes, except for the ones with a vested interest, because we do have some good substitutes in our district, and I work alongside a lot of them, they are not coming into the buildings. They're leaving buildings short on some days because they're at every other school. And, with a lesser quality sub than that we would expect as a parent. Okay, I'm a parent. I expect to have, if my teachers need a day off, I expect to have high quality subs. My question is this, how substitute teachers speak of low pay and how we will find quality teachers that mold and form our students into the wonderfully educated and well-rounded students that we have come to expect at this time. Okay, this is what we're looking for. I thank every teacher for not pulling up the ladder behind them for new teachers coming into this district. We need to have competitive pay in order to keep attracting the best of the best and to continue keeping our district as one of the best. Thank you for your time. Please settle this contract and let this levy pass so our children can have it. I have a senior next year. He is talking to college coaches. This really impacts our children. And our children's education and our future really depend on it.
Good evening. Karen Fiore, 4058 Old Orchard Trail, Richfield. In writing this speech, I wasn't sure what I was going to say about the state of the affairs of our district's in. In my head, I ran through various scenarios. Should I talk about how the board has money in the budget to pay teachers the 1.5% increase in base that all the other employees in our district received? That's been addressed with no effect on the board. Should I talk about the lost income to my family? Well, that's been done with no effect on the board. Should I talk about the great education my children received and the college education opportunities that were open to them because of that, and how future graduates are not going to be as fortunate? Well, yet again, that has been addressed with no effect on the board. Maybe I could talk about the board's lack of action in securing new money earlier, an action that has now put us in a critical position. Wait, yes, that has been addressed as well. So you see my predicament. What can I say to you that will have an impact? What will make you put children first instead of your own agenda? As a board, you appear to not care about anything but getting your way. You appear to have no regard for the jeopardy you've put the levy in. It seems as if you couldn't care less if the quality of teachers and the district's ability to retain good teachers declines. Last month, we as BEA presented you a declaration of the lack of confidence, and sadly, that view hasn't changed. However, you, each one of you, has the power to alter that view. And we, as parents, teachers, BEA, a community, beseech you to do the right thing. Thank you.
Good evening. I have to apologize for my voice. I'm coming off a bad bout of bronchitis, and I taught all day. My name is Christine Bartzis. I live at 16001 Cork Hill Road in Maple Heights. There are many disturbing aspects to the situation that the school district finds itself in right now. But in each of the last several meetings, we've at least had the highlight of student recognition. It's really been the only highlight of the last several meetings. And it's important to recognize the talents of our students. The students of our communities at all levels are talented academically, athletically, musically, artistically, dramatically, and in many, many other ways. This board acknowledges those talents and recognizes them in public. My question then is, when is the last time this board made a decision that directly impacted our students' education in a positive way and wasn't required by law? You acknowledge and you recognize the results of their efforts, but how do you contribute to those efforts? I spoke in the past about how you all work for the public trust. We all work for the public good. Perhaps I wasn't specific enough. You work for the students of Brecksville and Broadview Heights. And I find it difficult to recall a single recent decision that helps our students because it is the right thing to do, not because of a legal requirement. You make decisions that are, in your opinions, fiscally responsible, but are they educationally responsible? Because that really is your job. Do your decisions help our students have what they need to be successful? Will your decisions ensure our students' continued success well into the future? What would a truly student-centered decision look like? Let's look at our current financial situation. There was a time when this district had millions of dollars in reserve. I'm old, I can remember. We had money in the bank. This board decided that it was fiscally responsible to spend down those reserves through deficit spending. You have been spending more than you take in, and it's been happening for years. Now there is little money in the bank, not enough to fund the district going forward. How has that decision ensured the welfare of our youngest students into their future? Oh, we pass a levy. Many know that the school funding system in the state of Ohio is the only way to bring in new money to a district. It is a flawed and broken system and has been declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in the state of Ohio 4 times. Our state legislator does not fix it, so it is the system that we have. Instead of working to mitigate the effects of this flawed system on this district, our board has made this district a victim of it. Instead of putting this levy on the ballot in a timely manner, this board has waited until the very last minute when passing the levy becomes essential to keeping the educational programs of this district intact. The board regularly hears 5-year forecasts from the treasurer. You knew exactly when the reserves in the bank would run out. If you were truly working to ensure the future of this district for our students, for your students, you would not have waited until the very last minute to make the case to the voters. What if the levy fails? Blame the teachers. The teachers are not funding the levy campaign. We are working hard on the levy campaign. As someone else pointed out earlier, we are donating hundreds of hours, but it will be our fault if the levy fails. However, if the board knew that they would need a levy, and you knew it, a truly student-centered decision would have been to start fundraising well in advance to ensure that a winning campaign could be run. You did not make that decision. No fundraising was done last year, or the year before, or the year before that. You knew this levy was coming, and you did not do what was necessary to ensure its passage. If this levy fails, it will not be on the teachers. So what educationally responsible decision was made to ensure the future success of our students? As far as I can see, none. Our students succeed in spite of your decisions, not because of them.
My name is Karen Graham. I live at 10037 Gatewood Drive, Brecksville. I have been a resident of Brecksville for 18 years and a teacher in this district for 30. I've moved my family to Brecksville when my oldest son was entering kindergarten. I wanted my own children to have the same top quality education displayed in my building with my colleagues and throughout the district. I wanted the best of the best for my children, the same reason so many other families move here. By moving in the district, my children have been able to take full advantage of all the opportunities Brecksville has to offer. They have excelled and learned how to be leaders in the classroom, in sports, and in various clubs and organizations. I remember going to the fall Meet the Bees mandatory meeting before football season when my oldest son was in seventh grade, over 11 years ago, and telling him that middle school and high school were the times in his life that he should be a part of every sport and club he had interest in and to try new things and see what he liked. The next year came the $250 pay-to-play cap. That was still manageable. Now, my youngest son is a junior. In fact, today is his 17th birthday, and here I am. I just wrote a check capping him out at $1,000. Now I say to him, only do what you really have an interest in. With my pay being frozen for 7 years, I am lucky to have just one child left in the district. No, I did not get any raise that you keep telling the community about. What a shame to him and all the other children in this district that can't afford to be a well-rounded student. In December, I had the honor and privilege of attending my 3rd National Honor Society induction. I was so proud of my son, but I was also just as proud of the third of my 3rd grade class that was also inducted on that day. I watched them over the years flourish into wonderful young men and women. I've also checked up on the few that just needed a little time to get their act together and make sure they were successful. That's what teachers in this district do. We care about these kids like our own. We show them love and respect, and we help them to become leaders and independent thinkers. It is not a year-long devotion. It starts at kindergarten or preschool in my building and lasts through 12th grade. We work together as a team from one grade to the next. Consistency is extremely important. As much as you deny it, we are losing good teachers. Mr. Luce was my oldest son's favorite teacher, and he was truly upset that he left and that my other children did not have the chance to have him. I am so glad that Beechwood valued him more than we did. Now our treasurer is tired of this turmoil, and he is going. Many others are looking. You cannot deny that. Each year, I tell my third graders, you don't have to be friends with everyone in our room, but you have to be kind and respectful to everyone. What a shame that the leaders of our school district do not follow those same guidelines. I also teach synonyms, which I hope they remember tomorrow on the air test. Every new vocabulary word we encounter, we try to find a synonym for. Some synonyms for negotiations are to agree, confer, settle, mediate, work out, accommodate, bring to terms, bury the hatchet, cut a deal. It's the antonym of ignore and refuse that the board is doing. Ignoring and refusing to make our contract child-centered instead of self-centered. This is a great crisis time in our school district. It is time to come together and work together. You don't have to like everyone, but you certainly have to be kind and respectful. So please be kind and respectful and settle this now. We all need to pass this levy.
My name is Erin Perinsky, and I moved to Brecksville 7 months ago. I moved to Queensway, which is right off of Oaks Road. We moved here for this school district, and I am blown away at what's happening here in this school district. And I'm just sitting in back, thinking about you guys, and I'm like, God, this must be a really shitty night for you. Everyone's yelling at you, saying that they're so unhappy, and I'm just back here as a community member thinking, I will move from this school district. And I know that there are other families that have recently moved to this school district that will probably feel the same way. We moved here because I expect my teachers to have good pay and to attract other teachers that are excellent teachers. And part of what you do that, I mean, money talks. And you get people here by paying them good salaries. I'm happy to pay anything. I vote for all levies for libraries and teachers because it's important to me that my children are being taken care of here in the school system. I have a 10-year-old at Central. She loves it. She loves her teachers, Mrs. Carr, Mrs. Keir. She loves them. I have a 2-year-old, and then I've got one coming in 2 weeks. I just want to say, as a parent in this district, I'm willing to move my family if I need to. And I don't think I'm alone. And I think talking after that teacher saying that she moved her family here is a good time for me to come up and say that. I don't want to move my family. We like our house. It's close to my husband's work. We're good here, but I really value the education that my children get. And doesn't seem like everybody's on the same page. So that's it. Thanks. I hope.
My name is David Tryon, 8659 Jenna Drive. In early January of this year, 2017, the union leadership called for its first meeting to plan for a strike. That meeting was to be held, and as far as I know, was in fact held later in January of this year to discuss and plan for a strike. Well, I've seen the email. So the email, that's what the email called for. So it appears to me that the union is planning for a strike. That was long before an impasse was declared. And I've heard a lot of groans and moans right now that that's not true. So I'm calling upon the union this night to declare that it is not planning on a strike and will not strike this school year and will continue negotiating in good faith with the mediator until a settlement is reached and not go on strike this year. If they do not do so, then that tells us something. I appreciate the efforts of this board and wish you all well. Thank you very much.
Hi. You guys should know me by now. Petra Laszlo, 8433 Timber Trail. I've stood up here before you guys and I appeal to you by speaking about my teachers and my kids' teachers, and obviously nothing has worked. And now I'm just mad. I'm just mad because, number one, you guys have been in talks with the teachers since before he was even in gestation. And he is 2.5 months old. This is his third board meeting that he's attending. So. And it's probably not his last either. I'm sad because I don't think that he is going to have the type of teachers that my older three kids have right now or the teachers that I have had growing up here. And I said that time and time again, and I will say it as many times as I need to, and I will help to mobilize the community to understand the risks that are involved with what is being proposed and what is not being proposed and what is not being offered to our teachers. And I just want to talk about your legacy. Is this really the legacy that you want to leave behind as a board? Because I just want to remind Mr. Tryon that he was not elected back after the last contentious round of negotiations. And I promise you here tonight that I will devote my summer to helping stump for someone for the fall who will represent our community the way that it needs to be represented, by representing the interests of our children first and foremost. So with that, I leave you tonight, and this is Dominic, and he loves attending these board meetings as much as I do. So thank you for your service, but please do your job and do what is right by our children. Thank you.
Short, so I'm going to move this down. My name is Nezzy Gibbons. I live at 8572 Lakeview Drive in Broadview Heights. This is my first board meeting. I haven't been able to attend any. My husband travels a lot, so I haven't been able to get any, watch my kids. I felt compelled to come for many reasons today. I've heard all the sides. You can hear all the arguments about it's great for your community, it's good for property value. The truth is that it's great for our children. Having amazing teachers is great for our children. It became even more crystal clear to me, and I will get emotional because it's an emotional subject. Two Fridays ago, my son Cole is a six-year-old in kindergarten at Hilton, and we had a young lady who passed away. She was 5 years old. And in that moment, it became so clear to me how important it is to have strong, loving, caring, amazing teachers like Michelle Gagne, who we had to call 20 parents the day after she found out, after she is grieving, because every day she sees Mila's sweet face, knows her smiles, knows what makes her laugh, knows her favorite colors, knows what she's working on, makes these kids feel like their own every freaking day they come into school. She had to call 20 parents and tell them that we lost a baby. And now we have to tell our babies that they lost a friend. They should never have to deal with this. Parents should never have to deal with this. And no matter how hard it is on us, I have one. that I have to talk to every day about it. One who goes to the counselor every day at school. One who's still wearing the necklace they made for Mila. Mrs. Gagne had to come in on Monday grieving for a child that she has lost and have 20 children that look at her for love and respect and adoration and caring, looking at her for that help. The day after, the weekend after we found out she was gone. Every day, yes, we had counselors that day. We had a crisis team that day. From then on, every day, she took a walk with my son when he needed it. I know she didn't take, that's not the only walk she took. She's listened to these kids, these little babies, have to go through something that no kid should have to go through. And every day she's done it amazingly. In the meantime, she's writing emails to teachers or to parents, and I know she's talked to me at least 2 times outside of school. She has a child at home. She has her own life. Every day she comes in for these 20 babies, these 20 kids, and gives everything she has. And it became so clear to me, this is not about money. This is about humanity. These people are with my kids every day, all week, for at least 7 hours. If they are not, if I don't have a Michelle Gagne teaching my kids for the rest of this time because we can't come to a deal, because you guys can't play nice, it's getting a little ridiculous now. These teachers deserve to get paid. I don't care what it is. I don't care what that is. They should get paid more than my husband gets paid. They are dealing with children every single day. I mean, it's just asinine to me. But it became clear to me that this is not an issue to me about what's best for my property values. It is an issue to me about what's best for my child. And it became very clear to me that what is best for my child is for a teacher that loves to come to school, that loves to see these kids every day, that loves to teach, that is amazing in times of stress. Yes, this is hopefully an outlier, and we don't have to deal with this often. I know that in her lifetime, she's dealt with it one other time. So it's still an outlier, but these kids come to school with issues every day. Things happen at home. You know, they're teachers, they're not counselors, but guess what? They step up to the plate and do their job every day. And because of that, my kid comes home happy and healthy, loves his teacher. Believe me when I say, let's do your homework, and he said, I don't want to, and I say, I'll call Mrs. Gagne and let her know. He immediately jumps on that train and said, don't call Mrs. Gagne. So clearly they have an effect on my child's life that they do such a great job right now, and it was so clear to me through all of this how much they get that's on their plate. Just please, for humanity's sake, stop this. This is too much. I can't even imagine not having the teachers we have. Enough. Enough is enough. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Bonnie Monteleone. I am president of the Brecksville Broadview Heights Education Association. I was in the back of the room because there are people out in the hallway. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I want to clearly say we did not meet to take a strike vote. As an association, we have to inform our members of their rights. We also have tried to, with transparency, make them aware of the offers being given. And yes, have we been offered more money than we, the union, are asking for? Yes, which should make you wonder why we haven't said yes. Have I been told by parents in this district, you teachers, you have to go on strike. You have to settle this issue once and for all. But the answer isn't necessarily a strike. Should we not pursue every avenue to get a reasonable settlement that allows education to happen in the classroom because we care about our students? Absolutely. So a year ago,
We started bargaining. We did it in good faith. And we kept trying and trying, and we are still now trying. But it is getting hard for those who have not had a raise in 6 years. It is hard. And for those who don't know if there will be a raise in another year. And for those of us who are worried, because when you do not have money, there are rules. And how many levies do you have to fail before you are in receivership? And I won't have Rick Burdine, because Rick has been the one who has said, Bonnie, here's how it works. And he's always been right. But who will be here next? He came to us in a crisis. So that's not why he's walking out. My fear is that we have to be honest. And for someone to get up and say that we were prepping for a strike at that time, it is false. I don't want to strike. I don't ever want to strike. But I hope I'm never put in a position where I have to say, what other choice do I have? Thank you.
Seeing no others, we'll move on to item 5 in the agenda, board member committee reports. Financial liaison audit.
I do have, finally, I can tell you the audit is over. It is posted on the Auditor of State's website. The final report is also on the district's website. And thanks to the outstanding efforts of our staff, who really deserve a large amount of the credit for what gets done. And maybe I'll digress a minute, because I do appreciate very kind comments tonight by all of you. The applause, very humbling. I would like to say, as a matter of record, although Bonnie beat me to the punch, I did come here August 1st of 2012. So frankly, tonight is mild compared to what I walked into. I had two nights where we negotiated. I think in my first 10 days, I was at FMCS till about 2:30 in the morning. So that is not at all anything to do with my departure. Revere is a wonderful school district, as is Brecksville Broadview Heights. It is very high performing, as is Brecksville Broadview Heights. It enjoys a significant tax base for the number of students it serves, which as a treasurer, is really, really nice when you have the ability to have that there for you. They are also embarking upon a $68 million building project, of which I will at least be a small part in that. And my 5 years here have been wonderful. I do work with a great Board of Education. They have made me better in my time here because they are very, very wise, very smart. They make me sharper in the process of that. And working with all of you and the students that are served by this district, I've been fortunate because of it. I almost started crying hearing the Mrs. Gagne story, and I don't know Mrs. Gagne, but I'm guessing it's her here in about row 4. Very, very touching. And until I heard the threats about the homework, I really thought you were wonderful, but that kind of equalized it when she added that part that the children are afraid now. So. I say that in jest. You don't know me very well. I probably shouldn't joke. But thank you all. But my departure has nothing to do with this process. I've done this about 31 years now. These two tough negotiations are not my first two. Been down this road more than a couple other times. And unfortunately, it happens sometimes. It's nothing to do with me leaving. And this has been a wonderful 5 years of my life. I guess the last part is Revere is also about half the distance to my house, so that's a small bonus as I get older. I have two grandchildren now, and I've been really fortunate to be able to actually be at home more with them than I was my own children when I was working near Cleveland and driving an hour each way for 15 years. So my life has been richly blessed. This is a small part of that. Very appreciative. Thank you for your kind comments again and the applause from all of you. No further applause, please. Thank you. But we did receive this award. The Auditor of State Award, I'll just read two sentences. The Auditor of State Award is given to those entities that file timely financial reports in accordance with GAAP, as well as receive a clean audit report. The clean audit report means that your financial audit did not contain findings for recovery, material citations, material weaknesses, significant deficiencies, single audit findings, or any question costs. And while a lot of places might think this is something unique to receive, this is really the standard we expect to receive, and it happens because people at the building level do everything the right way. My staff is phenomenal. Whoever succeeds me is really, really lucky because my staff is awesome. And this is a compliment to all those people as well. So I do have a report, although I hope I was within the 3 minutes. Thank you. I didn't time myself.
Thanks, Rick. Permanent Improvement Committee.
Did not meet.
Transportation Appeals. Awesome. Board Policy Committee. No. Not since last time.
We met, but we don't have anything, do we?
Yep. Oh, we're complying with the ever-changing state regs that probably changed us back to where we had been prior. But there's nothing of significance to how we run the district.
That's right, we did do that.
Coming out of the policy committee meeting. I would like to take, in Kathleen Mack's absence, I'd like to take the chance to introduce you to Mr. Jim Gilbride, who is going to give us the Cuyahoga Valley Career Center report. But before he does, what goes on in CVCC is there are 8 participating districts that most people may know, but some may not. And so you always want a board with an odd number of people, not odd people, but an odd number, so you can always break a tie and a vote. And it just so happens that this is the year that Brecksville Broadview Heights has that 9th person. So we have 2 members on the CVCC board. And I'd like to introduce our second member, Mr. Jim Gilbride.
As a parent in the district, and having just recently met Rick, I just would like to say thank you for your service. In the couple of months that I've been at CVCC, it's easy to see that Rick is a quality individual and very talented. So thank you again. At CVCC, I just want to take a couple of minutes and recognize some of the students that have achieved and are succeeding over there. We have 3 students that were recently elected to the National Technical Honor Society. And in order to get into the Technical Honor Society, they need to maintain a 3.75 GPA at CVCC, a 3.3 GPA here at the Associated School. They need to attend, and then they also need to be actively involved in career technical student organizations displaying leadership and service. We are fortunate to have 3 individuals, and I will apologize in advance if I butcher some of these names. Nico Grolemond, Ryan Gioia, and Elizabeth Pfeiffer all were indoctrinated into the National Technical Honor Society. Additionally, we had an individual participate in the Skills USA competition, and they are moving on to the state championship, and that is Anthony Angersala. He and his group were involved in the TeamWorks competition. They only take the top 3 place setters to advance, and he is advancing in that competition. And lastly, as far as recognition, I would also mention Ryan Gioia again. In the Business Professionals of America state competition, he has succeeded and is advancing to the national competition in Orlando in May. So if you see those students in the hallway, please recognize them for their outstanding achievements. Additionally, over at CVCC, we have engaged the search firm Finding Leaders to help us replace our retiring superintendent, Dr. Roebuck. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for joining us tonight. Any other board member reports this evening? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 6, other board business. which is the discussion for pay to participate fees. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions on pay to participate, which is something that we have not had a chance to discuss as a board since the last time it was brought up in public session. So this is a working dialogue that you get to participate and witness. The board is acutely aware of that as part of the cost-cutting measures that were taken a long time ago, along with things like curtailing high school busing. This is something that's very important to our community. It is not an inexpensive topic. There's approximately $500,000 a year spent for pay to participate, which goes only to transportation, only two uses for those funds, which are transportation and the stipends for the coaches themselves. So with that as background, are there any comments or discussion items?
Well, I would pick up where we left off the last time we spoke about this, just to get everyone grounded. So we're at 100% pay to participate, and we also instituted a little bit of relief a few years ago, not much, but a little bit, $1,000 cap per student at the high school and $600 cap at the middle school. So where we left off the last time we talked about it is that I made the suggestion to the board that we entertain a commitment of dropping that to 50% pay to play and drop the caps 50%. So the $1,000 would drop to $500. The 600 would drop to 300, and we would go to 50% pay to play. So that was the last time we talked about it. That's what I suggested, and we needed to reconvene. So I'll put that back on the table. That is a position that I still have. I feel that that's a good balance between what the district funds and what the families fund. I would like to do more, but if you look at our forecast and the current financial constraints we have, in addition to a huge increase in insurance that happened this past year, in addition to our governor deciding that he would like us to pay more, the taxpayers to pay even more, unfortunately we're in an area where we're under a lot of financial pressures from multiple sides.
Yeah, I would just like to say I believe this is a fair, you know, compromise as well. We have to give some relief. And to me, this idea gets us most of the way there, really.
Well, and I think, like Mark said, I really do wish that we could do more. I mean, it's certainly going to extend some relief to our families. We're still going to be paying more than I think a lot of districts. But given the finances right now, we feel like this is the best that we can do. And when we do make the decision, we want to make sure it's something that we don't have to take back in a year or two. So until we have a better idea what's happening with the budget, I would agree that this is where we probably need to start. And I wish it could be more, I really do. But
so in your board materials, we have drafted a resolution that is currently blank. I can read it, we can fill in the percentages that you'd like to include, and then you can take a vote on that. So whereas on March 27, 2017, this board adopted a resolution declaring it necessary to reduce our pay to participate fees in the following manner. Middle school, we can fill in 50% of personnel and transportation costs of each sport and activity at a dollar amount of $300 per student. At the high school, 50% of the personnel and transportation costs of each sport activity, $500 cap per student.
And just to clarify too, this resolution specifically states that it's on the, well, I'll actually read it. A resolution to reduce pay to participate fees for the 2017-18 school year pending the passage of our levy on May 2nd. So this is tied to levy passage. It is not unlinked from that.
Yes. Any other question or comment? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Do we put the finding leaders thing here?
That's next. That's next.
So we can break each one out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. Item 6B was the amendment to the agenda reflecting entering into a contract with Finding Leaders to commence a search for our soon-to-be-vacant treasurer position. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Very briefly, this board had the opportunity to interview a couple of the search firms that are active in the educational community, both for superintendents and for treasurers. We had a chance to interview them both in person and deliberate over the pros and cons of what their offerings were, and have come to the conclusion that we wish to work with Finding Leaders going forward. Any other comment? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. Item 7, superintendent's announcements.
Thank you, Mark. I would just like to reiterate and talk about Michelle Gagne and the strength that she had shown during an unthinkable tragedy that building over at Hilton experienced last week. I also want to give a shout out to Lynn Clapper. We do have a crisis team. It was mobilized over the weekend. They were at the building on Monday. We've heard nothing but incredible feedback on how helpful and how supportive that crisis team is. So I appreciate all your leadership, every bit of strength you have. I hope we never have to deal with that again, but I thank you for your leadership during a very difficult time. The whole staff at Hilton, you've been incredible. You've been so supportive, and I really appreciate that, and please know that it does not go unnoticed what you have done. I wanted to give an update on the levy, where we're at. We sent out our first, we had a postcard made, and that went out, and many of you have gotten that in the mail and have seen that. We have started making our phone calls to our very targeted precincts that we're calling. We will have a report on some of that feedback here shortly. We had to extend the calling window a little bit just because of things that came up last week that were out of our control, that we were not able to make all of the phone calls that we were hoping to make. A second postcard is being created right now as we speak. There's a mail date for that. We're trying to time it up for when absentee ballots can start coming in or absentee ballots go out. And the last day to register to vote for this May election is April 3rd. So if you know anyone who needs to register to vote that would be living in our community that would vote for our levy, please encourage them to get registered by April 3rd. I'd also like to give a shout out to the Brecksville Broadview Heights Schools Foundation. They put on an incredible fundraiser back at the beginning of March. Simpson Support to support our schools gave away some great gifts. Sue Sabracco and her team did an incredible job putting on a very nice event. I don't have, unfortunately, a final total of how much money was raised, but I know that they said it was very successful. I will update you after I get that total. We have lots of kids, again, who have done lots of great things. And thank you, Jim. You took one announcement off on the National Technical Honor Society inductees, so thank you for that. I'd like to acknowledge our middle school science Olympiad team. They are going to the state competition. This is the third year in a row that they have done that. Our team consists of, and I apologize because I'm not going to get these names all correct, William Brashear, Stephen Choi, Amarin Chowdhury, Sam Galicki, David Drinko, Sam Eldridge, Lindsay Gordon, Maxim Hartland, Marilith Humchad, Nina Lynn, Shaheel Merchant, Matthew Petros, Dominic Policarpo, Rohan Rangarau. Thank you for the help. I appreciate it. Gavin Rosick, Aiden Smith, Connor Smith, Kaylee Smith, and Alana Sprigg. Our middle school speech and debate team, our middle school public forum debate team of Leah Honeycutt and Shaleel Merchant won the middle school state championship with a perfect 3-0 record. In addition, debaters Andrew Youssef and Leif Gajkowski placed sixth in the state in middle school public forum with a 2-1 record. Our third team of Manith Humchad and Celia Hassman also finished
with a 2-1 record, but did not place due to tiebreaker rules. Our second state champion was Marina Tarasenko, who captured first place in the informative original oratory. Did I say that right? Okay, good. In addition, Layla Sell placed sixth in program oral interpretation. Congratulations to all our middle school talking bees, and thank you to Mark McCandless for his leadership with our program. Incredible. If any of you went to the speech and debate open house that they had here last week, incredible. Just an incredible group of kids, and they do such a fabulous job. I'd also like to acknowledge our Ann Jones, Ashley Rowland, and Mary Schaefer for putting on a great Paint the City this weekend. It was incredible to see our high school decorated with all beautiful artwork, all the kids and everything that they were involved in, music and making jewelry. We have such talented kids. What a great way to transform our high school. It looked incredible in here. And we also would like to thank our robotics team. We're sending 5 of 6 robotics teams to the national championship in Louisville, Kentucky here at the end of April. So we're very excited for them. Congratulations. I'd also just like to update that we have started our state testing. We administered the ACT last week to all juniors and had a very successful run on that. First time giving the test online, so it went off without a hitch. Our other testing has started today. We heard very little problems in any of the buildings with our state testing, so we're going to stay hopeful that we continue to have a good testing window without many issues. And last but certainly not least, we had several of our athletes place at state and have some state champions. So our wrestlers, they finished 5th in the state as a team. Julian Tagg was a state champion. Gabriel Tagg was a state place winner. Marco Regalbuto was a state place winner. Zach Deanna was a state place winner. Ethan Hatcher, state qualifier. Jason Bonstrup, a state qualifier. And Andrew Peralta, a state alternate. In addition, our gymnastics team, our fabulous gymnastics team, won for the 14th consecutive year and 17th time overall. So congratulations to our gymnastics team, Tessa Phillips, overall state champion, Emily Huffman, state champion on bar, overall state runner-up, Isabella Abukire, overall state 6th place, Brielle Marlowe, overall state 10th place, Kaden Stopar, Natalie LaCava, Maria Giordano, Liz Poletta, and Brooke Toman were also members of that team. On the boys basketball team, Matt Dimitrievs was named Suburban League National Conference Player of the Year. So congratulations to all of our students who were very successful at state. Last but not least, I am encouraging all of you to come see the musical this weekend, Once Upon a Mattress. We are having our senior citizen matinee on Thursday afternoon. We will be providing our senior citizens with lunch, and they will get a matinee showing, and then the play starts Friday and Saturday. Looking forward to it after what they did in the fall. Can't even believe they could top that, but I'm sure they will. So Thursday night too. Thank you.
Thank you, Joelle. I'm not sure if I've ever heard 14 Pete before for the gymnastics team. That's pretty fantastic. Number 8 is Superintendent's Consent Agenda, consisting of certified, classified, and supplemental recommendations found in our tabs 2, 3, and 4. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Materials, you have certified recommendations for some resignations and some recommendations. Same with classified and our monthly supplemental recommendations, and I will have some additional comments after you take a vote.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0.
I would just like to say congratulations to Rick. I will miss working with you. It's been a short time, but definitely I've learned a lot from you, and I appreciate that, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kathy, 29 years of service. It's been a pleasure working with you, and your help with this levy campaign has been incredible, so I appreciate everything that you've done, so I really appreciate that. I'd also like to say best wishes to Marilyn Hudak. Our food service is retiring. She has 24 years of service. Susan Manfredoni, also assistant head cook with 20 years of service, who will be retiring this year. And Cheryl Miller, our secretary at Hilton, after 26 years, will be retiring this year. and Colleen Schlesinger, another food service worker at the, I believe, the high school with 10 years of service. So congratulations to all of you, and enjoy your retirements.
Comments or questions?
Gonna really miss you, Kathy and Rick. I've known Kathy forever. She came in halfway through my career here. And you know everybody, have done such a great job, and I am still remaining very, very hopeful that you can go out on a levy win in May. And Rick, I've only known for 5 years, but I've known him by reputation forever, and a lot of you have said he is the real deal. He's kind of a stabilizing force, I think, for some of us, which you might have guessed we sometimes need. But you're right. I mean, he's somebody that not only is a tremendous treasurer, but he helped me understand school finance. That has to say something. And he's always somebody that you can go to, and he'll give it to you straight. So I really appreciate that. We're going to really miss you. Thanks. A lot.
Yeah, I'm going to go against Rick's wishes and pile on here a little bit.
Okay.
As you probably know, we thank Kathy for her 29 years of service. The board hires and works very closely with two individuals, both to my left, the superintendent and the treasurer. He's obviously announced that he's retired or leaving our district on the 31st of July of this year. He joined us on August 1st of 2012. That's the technical background. This and previous boards have enjoyed his exceptional experience and integrity that he's brought to this position from his working elsewhere. It's also notable, he came to us as a retiree hire. It works in the right circumstances and has certainly worked in this circumstance. He's upgraded our sophistication, our capabilities. He's also guided administrators and several boards. He has mentored boards, which is incredibly important because we come from a variety of different places, and even the people with a financial background don't have an educational financial background. So that's been incredibly helpful. He helped us enter into a shared service agreement with CBCC, in which he is performing as the treasurer of CBCC while he's doing this job. And if that's not enough acrobatics, he's also helped us lower our costs because we're sharing the cost of the treasurer between two locations. It's been a professional and a personal pleasure to work with Rick. He, after 31 years, is still open to ideas. He's flexible, he pushes back, and he listens. It's about as ideal as we can get. As I mentioned earlier, we have engaged finding leaders, and we hope to get somebody who can at least fill one of his shoes. So I know he's going to dislike this, but please join me in a round of applause to show our appreciation. Thanks. Item 9 is a superintendent's business, items A through D in tabs 5 through 8. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Tab A is our standard contract with the ESC that we approve every 2 years for services that we receive through them. Cleveland Hearing and Speech Audiology contract is for services required by some of our students here in the district. And then we have several donations. I'd like to say thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Mulak, Mr. Riley, and Mr. and Mrs. Castellucci for your donations of equipment to our school. And several memorial donations happening all over at Central. I'd like to thank all of the families at Central for their generous donations to the Claire Westrop Memorial Fund. The school is still finalizing what they are going to do in her memory with those donations.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. Item 10 is the Treasurer's Consent Agenda, items A, B, and C in tabs 9, 10, 11. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
I will have the, first, I'll go item A, I guess I should do first. The resolution accepting the amounts and rates, that's an annual resolution that it's one of those that I think is more outdated than maybe I am sometimes, but it's required by the county fiscal office for them to assess the taxes that have been approved by our voters to be assessed anyhow. So we do it because it's required, and this is an annual request for that activity. These are the rates that would be effective for 2018 calendar year tax year. February 2017 financial statement is tab 10. In lieu of the PowerPoint, when we're in different venues like this, it will be available as it is always on the website. It'll be, I think it's there at midnight tonight based upon, it's already posted for the site to have tomorrow morning. Just quickly, I would say probably nothing different than last month, frankly, but the taxes are trending favorably. The county settlement is supposed to happen this Friday. So when we do the March report, we will actually know where those come in for the month or for the year, because there won't be much after that, if anything. Unrestricted, restricted grants and aid, again, trending favorably, but we know we're on a guarantee amount from the state, so that shouldn't change. Property tax allocation, we are entitled to those funds from ODE. Those have not been released for TPP, replacement and supplement payments from the Department of Education. And our all other revenues are trending unfavorably, but I know that today we received a sizable Medicaid payment for the eligible services for that, so we likely will be trending favorably next month. So that's really a timing issue. On the expense side, as I mentioned in prior months, you know, I do have funds allocated in there for the ongoing negotiations. At the point in time those would settle, there are savings in there from severance payments being less than were anticipated, as well as workers' comp premium refunds due to Mr. Code's efforts. And then the other items that you see for purchase services and supplies, mainly, those are running about $700,000 favorable. That is either cash flow variance or it would be budgets unspent. Those are not padded numbers when you look back historically. I track those for probably, I don't know, 5 to 8 years in the past, bring those forward. I do know that about $120,000 of that right now will be favorable on the Peterson Scholarship that we saw a huge increase last year. Expected that to continue to rise. A couple of those families did not continue participation. Rather than seeing it go up, it flatlined, but we had budgeted expecting that to increase. So, and others of those budgets are funds that are allocated for utilization in this fiscal year. Every year, some of that's not spent. It's probably in the $300,000 to $500,000 range, though not the $700,000 range. So I would expect that that will be available at the end of this year, as it historically has been. I'd be happy to address whatever questions you have on that now or at whatever other point. The only other item is the minutes, which you've had a chance to peruse in advance of tonight's meeting, and I believe those to be accurate from last month.
Seeing no comments or questions, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. The added item to this agenda is, may I have a motion to enter into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Dosen? Sorry.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. After executive session, there'll be no more public discussion for this evening. Thank you very much for attending. We appreciate it, and have a good evening.